This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from New Griffin Park. End of the match. Man City came down here. We went ahead. We were quite excited about that. But in the end, it ended up Brentford 1, Man City 3. Wasn't the result that we wanted at the end of the day. But where's everyone gone? Everyone's done a runner. Oh, my God. Wasn't the result that we wanted at the end of the day, was it? It wasn't the result that we wanted at the end of the day, was it? But listen, talk to me about that game.
Beaten by the better side at the end of the day, Bill. Did well first half, kept our shape well, nicked a goal. Unfortunately, we couldn't hold on, and their quality told. But looking at that from the overall picture for the rest of the season, you can take a lot of positives out of that. And ultimately, I think we've got enough, and we're good enough to get out of trouble.
Good enough to get out of trouble? What do you reckon? You've come all the way from the deepest of the West Country today. I mean, on a Monday night. That's hardcore.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was good to see a battling performance from us in the first half. City are a great team. They are a fantastic football team. They might have bought, they might have played hard and fast with money rules, etc. But they do play really good football. It was shame about that goal that we scored, you know, in the injury time for the first half that they scored. I mean, you know, there are positives from that. We to lose to City, a team like that, is no disgrace. We will beat other teams that are less good than City on the performance that we turned in tonight. So I still don't have any concerns about a relegation, you know, and let's make sure bring on the Wolves on Saturday, because I think we can turn over Wolves like that.
Free hit. Some people say it's a free hit today. If we got a point, great. If we got 3 points, brilliant. We didn't get the points, but they're quite plus points today, weren't they?
A really good performance first half, second half. You know, the Saudi money tells, doesn't it? You know, it definitely helps when you've got unlimited funds like that. And yeah, I thought first half we did really well. Yeah, a lot of positive green shoots there to build on. Mark Flecken, though his confidence in the world are good, I thought he was superb. Reguilón had a really good game. I don't think there were too many people who had poor games out there, so you've got to take that into Wolves and see what happens. It's going to be tough the next few games, but we'll get people back soon and everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. Jim Levack is looking positive. You as positive as the
Levack men? No, I'm not sure really. As you say, first half was good. They're quite good, aren't they, Man City? I mean, you know, if you sit back and watch it and take your Brentford hat off, it's some of the best football probably ever played at a Brentford game. You know, their quality throughout, pace, which is the thing we're really missing the most, I think. I thought, you know, with a bit of pace up front, we could have done something different in the second half, but we didn't have anything that really troubled us once we got behind. But, you know, none of us expected much out of this. We got a better performance than we thought we were going to get, but the result was pretty much as expected. But we need some points soon, Bill.
We need some points. I mean, my argument is that we've got till May to get the points, so I'm not too fussed about it. I'm more interested in the performances, players coming back, and what we've done today. Manchester City today, tell you something, I'm going to say something a bit controversial. I've just said this before. I get really bored when I see Manchester City play, to be quite honest with you. I love Team Liverpool coming down. Liverpool, great side. We come down there, Liverpool kamikaze. Man City, it's kind of like, it's cool, and they play great football, they've got some great players. But it's not, it's just not the best football to watch for me, because it's just not exciting enough.
I don't know, Bill. I think they're a very, very good team. They're a very good team. They've got some fantastic players. I thought Foden was outstanding tonight. I think it's so difficult to stop them. And once they get their noses in front, they just keep the ball so well. I thought we played really well, especially the first half. We gave them a real fright. And I'm just going to say this. And not just me, I've been very, very critical of Mark Flecken until today. And he was absolutely outstanding in that first half, and he does not deserve to have conceded three goals, because he's outstanding. He made 9 saves, I think, and got the assist for the goal. And, you know, absolutely fair play to him. It was brilliant. Listen to that. He deserves it.
There you go. And this is what we're saying. This is what we're saying as well. Sometimes you want to give players a chance. With Raya, 6 months he was dodgy, and he came back into it. And we've been trying to say to people, just give him a little bit of a chance. He's a Brentford player, so give him the chance.
Yeah, but it was just, you know, it was just seemed like he had lead in his boots. And today he was inspired, and it's fantastic to see. And, you know, fair play to him. Proved me and a lot of other people wrong. I thought it was fantastic today. Take my hat.
You bees.
So,
hello. What's going on here today? Because Manchester City, they came down. It looked like we might have got something out of this game, but it just didn't quite happen, did it?
Yeah, I think we could have got someone out of the game if we were sharper. They were really good. I'm not saying Man City weren't, but they didn't blow us off our feet. I think we did more than enough in the game to get something out of it. If we were tighter, I mean, Man City absolutely love being boring, if I can say that, being boring. I reckon about 45 minutes, if not more, of that game was killed by them just knocking the ball around. And we're not, I'm not a coach, but I don't quite know why Thomas Frank hasn't changed the game plan up to just press everything a bit tighter. They don't like it. But we back off, we sit deep like we normally do. Yes, we're tight in the box and they couldn't get it through a lot of the time, but they are more than happy to kill time knocking it around the outs. So why are we letting them? I don't quite understand why we're letting them.
This is what I'm trying to... Listen, they're very good at what they do. And that's what I'm trying to say to you, is that the difference between them and Liverpool and all these other teams... Liverpool are going to come down here, you know. And like I said to you, Kemakasi, they'll come down there, they'll play their football. But, you know, you've got a bit of a chance. With Man City, yeah, very good players, but... For me, it's not a spectacle. It's almost like great football, great players, but I come to football to get a bit of a bing, a bit of a jing. And for us to have got that goal today, it killed them a little bit. They had to come at us, but yeah. I don't know.
No, honestly, I was singing from the same hymn sheet. I said all game today, I was like, I don't think a single... Honestly, point me to a City fan that finds their football exciting. Do you know what I mean? I know it's about results, and I know you want the points, but... And he said, like, you come here to be entertained. You come here to watch a good game of football. I absolutely don't mind losing when it's a great, cracking game for both sides. But he said, it's just not exciting to watch. I mean, Doku's very exciting. He's about the most enjoyable thing that they've got to offer at the moment. But he said they've got one very simple game plan, and it's boring, but it works. So they got the 3 points, didn't it?
So this is the controversy that goes on here as well. Man City, very simple game plan, but it works. But they're very boring, but they're also very good. And they've got lots of money in the pot as well. We've got my man as well here. We've got the Hind Marsh in the place as well. He's watched the game. Yeah. He's watched the game here today. Listen, you're going to give it more of a neutralistic point of view.
Yeah. You gave it a good go. I thought you gave it a really good go. I mean, all right, it didn't work and you didn't win, but you gave it a good go. And they'll flake it at the back, I think. They're more flaky at the back than people think. So why not press them? And you did at times, and I thought you did really well. But, you know, fuck it. They've just got loads of money, haven't they? And it and it shows because, you know, they're bringing on this, look at the subs they bring on. Oh. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's like you can't compete with that. No one can compete with that.
But the thing is, listen, football is what it is. And at the end of the day, we have to deal with what's in front of us. I think it can be also a little bit kind of churlish for you to go out and then moan about Man City's, not about you in general, about what they've got against us. But on the other hand, you look at it and you think, and I say this, I say, listen, you're playing a game of Monopoly, I'm playing against you, and you've got every single house, every single thing on the board. You've got Liverpool Park Lane, and you've got everything like that. And I'm playing against you. Yeah, I'm saying. And I'm playing against you, and I'm thinking, what's the point? Because you've got them all. And at the end of the day, I might still beat you somehow by throwing loads of sixes and getting to go and get some money. But the chances are it's going to be unlikely. And what's the fun in there?
Well, there's not much fun in it. I mean, it's definitely like a two-tier league, isn't it? The teams have got loads of money, the top six or whatever, just they can buy their way to success, and everyone else is sort of scrabbling around for a bit of form, really. And you know, they might be well coached, they might be buying well, but you know, you just can't compete on that. It's not a level playing field, is it? It's not. So that makes the league less competitive, and that's less fun to watch, I think. You know.
So a question. I mean, we hate this idea of the Super League. But in a way, if they're doing it, why don't they just fuck off to another league and just leave us to just get on with it ourselves with the other 14 teams or whatever?
Yeah, except financially, I think that would be disastrous for everyone that's left, probably. But it would be fun to watch. It'd be more fun to watch because it'd be more competitive.
And I'm just throwing that. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just throwing it into the pot.
Yeah, but they're welcome to go. I don't like any of them teams. So that's fine.
You bees.
Bees.
So there you are, a little brief fans' verdict on the game against Man City today. We didn't quite get the result we wanted, but things are looking positive. Like I said, we got Wolverhampton Wanderers on Saturday. Hopefully we can actually up it against Wolves. We played them too many times this season, and it's the final time we're going to play them. But like I said to you, this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on all good podcast channels, and don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. The next station is Barron's Court. We're off here back into town, but like I said to you, we'll catch you on the weekend. But as I said, come on, you bees, you bees.
Come on, you bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.